Hello and welcome back to Foul Monkeys. You're about ready to hear episode 452, which is live show from October 17th, part 2. Enjoy!
Dear Chicago,
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be
there. Oh my god, we got to scope through so much of the stuff.
So
Ricky, you put some things on here. Despicabletweets.tumblr.com.
What's this about?
What is that about?
Tell us.
So it's this website that you go to and somebody has taken a picture of someone's tweet and they're like all like horrible racist tweets. I mean, like, there's words and slang words for people that I have never heard in my life.
Oh, like, my God.
Now, I'm just telling you something I learned. I don't ever use this and I've never heard of it before. But did you know that the term zipperhead is an Asian?
No.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, and because I looked it up, and I was like, what does that mean? So I looked it up, and apparently that's what they used, like, in the term they used in Vietnam or something to show what their heads...
John Ong said that he's going to leave now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend anybody. But, but there was, like, stuff about everybody on there. But
like this one tweet that says, Obama is so rude. Typical black people have no manners. At Donald Trump Jr. At real Donald Trump.
You cannot...
What?
You cannot read any more of these. And I just can't take it.
Their whole thing is horrible. Hashtag racist, hashtag not really. That's the whole thing. But apparently this term comes from like Vietnam or World War, some war where they would say when they would run over people with the tanks that they looked like zippers or some shit like that. I'm like, that is the most horrible thing I've ever
seen. Awful. I did put the link in the chat room if anyone wants to go look there.
And then there's some really bad ones in there. Like, I'm like... It makes me rethink of some of the things that I say.
Yeah, because because I want to change the conversation because this makes me incredibly uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. Speaking about weird.
What is up with this advocate story that you posted?
The model wearing his boyfriend's balls on his wrists.
Yeah, this guy. He was from like Brazil or something.
He's a Brazilian model.
Right. And then he came to New York City and this guy was going to book him as a model. And then they started seeing each other or whatever. So then things weren't going that well. So the guy was like, oh, I'm going to send you back home. Well, no, he stabbed him and killed him, like beat the shit out of him.
Carlos Castro off his balls, beat and stomped the men to death.
Tied them together. Well, put one on each hand because he thought and started touching people because he thought it cured HIV.
It was also, it said on here, it says he wore them like bracelets on his wrist to, quote, harness their power and extract the virus of homosexuality as ordered by God. Mm-hmm. That
and wait, did you follow the list, the link that was in the I just posted it and John Ong said that the page was not found.
Well, I found it, John Ong.
Oh, it works for me. Oh, he's Portuguese. I mean, it's kind of cute, but like, Portuguese crazy. Sorry. Come on now.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Here, I'll try to post it again and see if that'll work.
So, the next thing. Oh,
okay, so who was this in the chat room? Was it Cage that was talking about showing his small penis or was that Snurble?
I'm not for sure.
Someone was talking about...
Maybe that's why I don't remember Cage.
Oh, I see.
Who's no longer in the room. No, there he is. He's
so
idling.
So you also posted something fun, or Joe in Dallas. We have an email from Joe in Dallas regarding the world's smallest penis competition.
Yes. Get into it.
Oh, I had a good one lined up for this.
Okay, is someone going to read it?
No, go ahead. I don't see a link. You mean the email?
It's an email from I have too many windows open, sorry.
Uno momento. Oh, read the whole thing.
It's the little things that matter. At least that's the case in a Denmark-based competition that is offering an iPhone to a man with the world's smallest penis. The contest is sponsored by erotica website singletsex.dk and site owner Morten Fabricius. Admits the idea is, quote, weird and funny and almost too much, unquote. Quote, It's a competition which is at the core of manhood, the most important thing for a man, unquote, he said. There are so many unhappy men out there who think they have to have a giant penis, but it's not normal to have a huge one. Contestants are asked to send photos James to the website. Shut your fucking face. Don't be jealous.
Fucking face.
You fucking face. Contestants are asked to send a photo to the website of their erect sex organ and with measuring tape next to it. The man with the smallest penis will win an iPhone. Really?
Just an iPhone? There should be like millions of dollars. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because your fucking name is going to be posted on that.
In the world.
I have been with a couple people that...
could qualify?
I think could win.
You have been?
Yes.
I was with a guy who I thought had a clit.
I've been with a popper sniffer once that had a pretty...
What? Casey and Denver would lose. Casey and Denver would lose, he said.
Oh, no. He would so not it. Lose. I can say that right now.
What?
Wait, you're just saying that he has a small penis. He would lose the contest.
Oh, yeah, he would lose. Okay. Yeah, he would lose.
You're like, sorry. No.
I wonder.
No, he would totally lose because... Never mind.
I wonder if...
What?
Oh.
That, okay. Whatever.
I was going to say, I'm sure that Casey sounds like this when he's getting hard.
So...
Sandpaper?
No, that's the Transformers.
Oh.
So Melinda, does size matter?
Does size matter? I don't think it... Well, I think Snurble, it does.
Snurble, I'm a grower, not a shower as well.
Yeah. Me too. That's sad. Because I'd rather show it than get hard and show it.
I don't know.
It's not the same.
It's always better when it grows in someone's mouth.
That's true, when they're impressed.
Yeah, it is. Speak from experience.
Brenda Boo. I forgot we had another female.
Hey, girl.
Brenda Boo. Is it the width or the length that matters? Because I've heard some women say, oh, no, it's got to be wide. And then some women's like, no, it's got to be skinny and long.
It's got to be a chode.
Brenda Boo, do you prefer the length or do you prefer the width?
Yeah, Brenda, let us know. I kind of
width.
I don't know.
Your
I
width?
Think I'd she be more said width. Width.
Yeah,
Brenda,
yeah.
You're totally about it.
She said width three times.
Oh yeah. Well then, yes, width.
Yeah. So we do have.
What do you prefer, Waylon?
Well, I think it's more.
I went in both categories, so it doesn't matter.
I did not know this was a contest.
I didn't know it was either. Seeing
it's
how
a personal contest.
That's not something that generally occurs very regularly.
Small and longer.
I would much rather prefer the thin
pencil dick
when it comes to that. Now, however, if I am participating in the supernatural portion of the entity, I would much prefer with. Over the length, because that means the oral fun is much more playful.
Mm-hmm. I would not say width for backdoor fun.
And do you have experience with that?
I have had experience with width and the backdoor fun, and I like to keep my butt closed. So when I walk, I like to walk normal. So... But I would have to say, too, if it's the entity,
yeah.
I would much prefer it to be a little wider.
It's sad that Josh isn't here, too. We have an entity question for Ask the Expert, which we'll have to keep that from Joe and Dallas for another day. But Joe and Dallas did ask something, which I should have talked about during a 24-hour. Mm-hmm. He did have a great question.
Romo says, I want long and skinny for oral, easier to deep throat.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's true, too.
That's if you're...
If you're lazy.
Yeah.
So Joe and Dallas has...
I love that.
Joe and Dallas has a axe the expert.
Racist.
Axe it. Which movies are scarier? Slasher flicks like Halloween. Supernatural like The Haunting. Mock real like Blair Witch or something else and why?
I personally think that... Like, the movie The Strangers scared the shit out of me. Because,
so, suspenseful.
Yeah, like, it doesn't have to be gory. Like, I think, like, just, I don't know. It's just I can't take the stress from being, like, that could totally happen. And I can't deal with it.
Yeah, I think that's the other, because those torture movies.
The torture movies, I can't.
They don't scare me, but I agree with you. They make me incredibly uncomfortable in a way that isn't fun.
There was another one that was a torture movie that Naomi Watts was in, and it was like in New England. It's called not The Game. It's
she was not in The Strangers. It wasn't Funny Games.
Funny Games. Yes. That movie, well, it scared me because it's a torture movie, but then it pissed me the fuck off the way it ended because I was so angry.
I agree, Toppy. The torture porn movies like Hostels do not do me.
No, I like watching them.
Except for, I will never buy it, and I will not watch it again. But boy, going to see Human Centipede 2 at midnight with a group of friends was one of the best experiences.
It was disgusting.
It was the most thrilling, disgusting because of the audience in a theater watching that.
I'm surprised I didn't gag any at all.
I thought you did.
No, that was me.
Well, we're going to go see the last one, right?
No.
Well, yeah. I just will not buy them. Fuck that. I'm not going to
watch
them.
Because when
again.
You buy them, people are like, what's up?
Well, not like that, but it will never be shown as part of my horror festival. I will not show that film.
You should show it when your mom's here.
No. No.
Snurble over 50 minutes.
So, speaking of that, while you get Dennis's email ready, someone. Guess what tonight is and that we're missing because of this show? The American Horror Story premiere.
I'm excited, and I will be watching it on Hulu tomorrow.
I said we don't have cable, so we couldn't watch it anyway, and FX is not one of the special channels that comes with our TV. However,
you can watch it on Hulu tomorrow.
We will also be watching it on probably Apple TV tomorrow, or we might just break down like we did with Doctor Who and buy the season pass on iTunes.
Oh. Apparently this, like, it's the shit. Well, the last season was the shit. This season is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I really liked it a lot. And I really like the fact that there's seasonal episodic stories and that it's not going to be the same next season and the following season. Because it's kind of like, oh, what's new? It's kind of like a revamp of something great.
Yeah, and I love the fact that now they're using some of the same actors, but they're going to be playing very different characters. Like the kid who was the main bad guy last year is now going to be, you know, the hero of this season.
So is it like kind of like it's the same body but different spirit kind of thing? Is that what it basically is?
What?
Like it's not gonna like the last season, like the blonde headed boy was like the badass, you know? But in this new one he's gonna be like a hero. He's not playing the exact same character, he's playing someone else
inside
the same body.
They have nothing ever to do with each other.
Okay.
Nothing. They are not related. They are not the same show. This
It'll
is a
have
whole
the same actors, this but is a whole, the characters are yeah, not the
no,
same
this
at
is
all.
A whole new story. A whole new American horror story.
But what's the name of it? Dylan McDermott's not in it, right? No. Or the none of that family is in it, right?
No.
I don't think so. Because she's in Nashville now.
I love her.
Yeah, no, so it's not supposed to be the same cast every year. The idea wasn't, and why they were able to get these famous people to begin with, is that if they just commit to a season, that's much less work for them. A lot of actors of that caliber do not want to do a TV show because of the daily grind. Mm-hmm. It gets in the way of your movies. So when you pitch an idea of it is one season only, your characters will never go past that, then you can get those cameos of super-ass famous people, people who do these nice, you know, like Angela Lang. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Angela Lang, you know, she won awards and must enjoyed it so much that she said, what the fuck, I'll do another one. Mm-hmm. And her character's going to be very different, you know, but Zachary Quinto, he's in it again, but the character's completely different. And so there are several people that are in it this season that were in last, but their characters are not related. They're not playing the same type of characters.
So when I heard the commercial with her in it, she still sounds like the Southern woman. So is that, she's not Southern, right?
No, she probably has a New England accent that you probably didn't get all of it in just the trailer.
Right.
Because it takes place in the Northeast in a insane asylum.
Okay.
So that kind of is a good segue into Dennis's email. He's asking, being so close to Halloween and do any of you really believe in ghosts, supernatural or paranormal? Have you had any experiences? He says he hasn't, though he lives near Salem and it's starting to jump with tourists. A lot of them come all dressed up in costumes, and the closer we get to Halloween, the crazier it gets, parking, traffic. It's all in fun though.
Yes, I definitely believe there are. Oh, we have a tornado coming through, you guys.
Tornado.
No, it's a ghost.
It's the ghost because it's real. I don't think like when you die, like everything dies with you. I think sometimes things are left over.
My penis will be
like
here to
energy
haunt.
And stuff like that. And
no.
I agree. I mean, I don't
necessarily think that they murder people. I don't believe that kind of part. I don't know.
I've experienced haunting.
Yeah,
I'm all into it. Give me a tarot card reading.
Hauntings, as in like you were hurt, or you just saw things like move, or
never hurt. No.
I mean, do you think that's real, that they actually try to hurt people?
I would never say that it's not real because I've never experienced it. I've never seen an alien, but I may still think there might be life on another planet.
Oh, I'm pretty sure of that.
You know what I mean? It's like
I've seen one.
I would not. I wouldn't be surprised.
I've gotten entitied. I don't know. I mean, there's a part of me that wants to, but then there's that more, I guess, cynical, more, I guess, scientific, realistic side of things where I kind of am like, well, I don't know.
It could be displaced energy. You know, energy doesn't disappear. It gets displaced. It gets moved.
It goes somewhere else.
It changes. So even if you thought that the soul is just a form of energy, you know, why couldn't it be transferred into something else? I don't know.
It just cracks me up when people who are super religious and believe like in Jesus and God and the devil, but they're like, oh no, there are no ghosts. There's none of that. That is evil. That is not even real. Well, aren't you kind of saying that you believe in ghosts when you say you believe in God or Jesus or whatever? Because Jesus died and now he's back living or whatever.
Well, no, because that's a zombie.
Oh. He never ate anyone.
So
people ate him.
Speaking of zombies,
body of Christ.
We're zombies.
Body of Christ.
Have I ever told you the reasoning behind my mother wanting to be cremated?
Love.
This. I think you said it on the show one time.
So my mother's reasons for cremation have nothing to do with what everyone else's does. The grossed out about being put in the ground in a box, blah blah blah. There's a couple things. First of all, she doesn't want there to be some kind of flood or earthquake and her casket comes open and she's like floating down the street and, you know, becomes a zombie during a toxic waste apocalypse. Two, she doesn't want to be dug up by some crazy mad scientist and be used as some kind of research toy. And what was the third one? But yeah, basically she doesn't want to be a zombie or doesn't want to be tested on. She doesn't want to be brought back to life.
Well, it just kills. It kills me that people like think, oh, well, if somebody digs me up, they're going to do something and they're going to clone me.
You don't know.
Well, you're not going to be. Yeah, you're not going to be alive to know.
And you don't know. You don't know this. You haven't been dead.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, what happened?
I don't think anything happened, but I just.
Oh, okay.
But you don't. But you don't know. I mean, you don't know.
I don't know. I think it would be kind of awesome if I came back. They did some kind of experiment on me and I came back like the Incredible Hulk or something.
Whatever. My mom doesn't believe so. She is more of the, when my time is up, my time is fucking up.
Snurble, you can go pee.
Well,
it's okay.
We'll probably still be here.
Well, he did also change his name at one point to like longest show ever.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So I think, Romo, you were dead once, but that was just on the inside.
Oh.
We do have a few more voicemails that we can go through too.
Yeah, we can play them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. This one, this one's from, Gay Country Boy Wes. It's in response to something we said about dinner in Vegas once.
So should we do the song? Cause we're going to break this up, right?
Okay.
We do realize that we're at an hour. Yes. So technically our live show should be over, but we could keep going.
We're
going
to keep going for a few more minutes. So,
okay. Ringling a ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone call part two and shit. And go.
Good morning, you wonderful people. This is Gay Country West. Wanted to call and say good morning. Catching up on your shows. Sounds great. Except for those
so
moments of static or noise or whatever when Ricky does whatever the hell he does. But I can't say shit.
Rune.
I honestly can't. I listened to, I think it was the show, one of the shows after Pride 48. And where you were talking about a group of us went to the Irish restaurant. So not cheap. Cheap is like when you go to the Waffle House.
Or Ricky's house.
This was not like the Waffle House by far. It was so, so, so good. I mean, it definitely was worth the money paid for it. A couple of people got a sirloin that was supposed to have been a queen cut. Like they would have gotten anything else. Yeah, huge. That was one big-ass queen that was going to eat that. There was an option to get a king cut, but I'm sure if they had gotten that, it would have covered the whole damn plate. So, yeah. I guess that's about it. When I think about something else, I'll call again. I'm sure that will be a little while. So, until later, great work, guys. And love you much. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Fuck you,
Ricky. Really appreciate that.
Ricky, what did you just
Cage
do?
Cage sent that to me.
Cage.
Cage sent that to us.
Are these the pictures of Cage?
No, I don't think so. If they are, I would definitely remember those pictures.
Fuck you, Cage.
Open it up on here.
No, I opened up on the phone. That was fine. That shit is nasty.
I closed it. I didn't want to see anymore.
Ooh. So we're looking at scatmen.com.
No. Thank you, Cage.
That shit is nasty.
Oh my god. Look at this one.
He said what the monkey's like a membership.
So that kind of actually goes into our next phone call of sorts. This one's from Joe in Dallas.
Hey Foul Monkeys boys, this is Joe in Dallas. Because I have a message for Ricky. Ricky, pillow pants, just for the record. Always fine. Always. Talk to you later.
Your pillow pants are always funny,
I think,
Ricky.
Give this link to the chat room. Give this link to the chat room. Let them experience it, Ricky.
That means I have to open it on my computer.
Snurble, or not Snurble. Cage, you did this. Give it to the chat room.
Bring it. Let's do this.
Oh, my God.
That's nasty.
And yes, Casey, we do...
Romo. No.
Ricky validation. Who's that?
Snurble, probably. We do love Joe. We do love Joe.
Oh, I love Joe. I loved him in pieces. I hope he comes back to Chicago because he was really fun.
So speaking about the love for Joe, when we talked in the last couple shows and when Donna Sugars called in about the, what was it? The hole?
Mm-hmm. And the hole in the intern?
In the intern. Joe in Dallas is going to find them for us and send them in.
Oh, he is.
However, for my horror film pleasure, he did send me a link to a gay Dracula 70s porn with a plot of a gay vampire.
We have to watch that.
It is the full length movie, and I fast forwarded through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather humorous.
Is there like 70s bush going on?
Yes, and unprotected. And yeah, it's.
Well, that's something you don't see these days.
The chat room is literally like blown up. That is
John Ong's like, no, ma'am. I gotta go.
No, ma'am. I love it. We do have another phone call from Kyle. Okay. It's clarification on Rosacea.
Oh, and just for further clarification, Rosacea and precancers on the face are not equal. They're not equated. So I'm sorry I left it like that. He happened to have precancers from over sun exposure, blonde hair, blue eyes, fair skin, so that's the tendency. But yeah, anyway, and it was intense pulse light, not laser. But the rosacea did subside for a while. Broken blood vessel look, which is obvious, was gone. But you could see where they didn't. They didn't hit. But that's probably from just sun damage and various things. And it's taken a while to... It was a motherfucker healing after that. And I didn't realize there's a difference between the two. And by the way, the home kit uses blue LED light, the red LED and the green LED. And right now they're doing research studies surrounding blue light in surgical environments for sterilization, because we already know to use UV light to sterilize and remove microbes, living organisms from water, but blue light then process of testing. And I don't know if, I don't have the research in front of me, but
why not
create machines that will go into a surgical room.
This is a show about facts.
And sterilize the room before surgery. Red light's different. It heats different layers. Anyway, check it out. Various wavelengths, science surrounding that. Ultrasound is also on that market. They're doing home-style things, but there's actual research behind that. So some people are capitalizing it, calling it what. But there's certain wavelengths that actually have been proven to affect, at least in research studies. I don't know if it's been peer-reviewed. So, long rant, but I think that's all I can come up with. And yes, I'm where you call them palmetto bugs, and we call them cockroaches over here.
I think they're separate things.
Beesh, which is it's slang, I can't remember which language, Filipino or Portuguese. But it's local origin, and it's sort of like the boogeyman or the creepy crawly. So you use beesh to taunt kids, you know, that the beesh is going to get you. And it's usually the flying cockroaches, because those motherfuckers, when they're mad, they fly and dive bomb you. Anyway, that's it. No more. I'll call back when I come up with something else. Maybe a Ask the Expert question. Love you guys. Bye.
So first of all, thank you for that very in-depth conversation.
I didn't know our voicemail lasted that long, actually. I think that's the longest voicemail we've ever received, but I'm not complaining.
No.
Because I enjoy
But Kyle I'm glad to know that I don't have to fear for face cancer at this point because of my rosacea. Mm-hmm. However, I do go at the end of the month for my checkup to see if I'm anywhere near close to getting a laser on my face. To help reduce the rosiness of my cheeks.
I'm just, every time I look at you, I think of Home Improvement, of the guy that stands behind the fence.
because I can't see you.
All I see is your eyes.
I love it. So
how long are we making the show?
I think it's about time we need to leave. What else we have left?
So I just want to play this small little thing from last night's debate.
Oh, okay. Fine, folks. And they brought us whole binders full of women.
Yeah. That is all.
They said that's the Big Bird of the second.
Oh, yeah. That's totally the Big Bird of the second.
I have to admit, one, I'm impressed with how much time people have on their hands that we didn't watch the debate. But even after our horror films,
during
every Facebook post, Tumblr post had some kind of binder meme.
There is now a whole entire page of the whole Tumblr binders full of whatever. Uh-huh. And then there's a binders full of women. And then there's a Facebook page. And
there's a Twitter account.
Yes.
Romney's binders.
Yes. It's crazy how people are.
On the news today, they played music videos. People have written songs about Romney and his binders.
You know the picture they used for Hillary's text?
Oh my God, Romney still uses binders. Right. LOL. Yeah. It was so good.
People are making fun of him. He's not going to win, I don't think.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting is you don't see anybody, like, I never see anybody do anything negative like that towards the president. Like, I haven't seen anything. Maybe it's just because I surround myself with people.
I'm not quite sure he says asinine things Romney does.
But you would think somebody would have some asshole-ish Tumblr out or something.
Candy, her on-the-spot fact check that happened where Romney was like basically getting all up on Obama like, oh, you called it an act of terror one day after the Libya attack? Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Okay. It was actually in the Rose Garden on this day, blah, blah. And Candy's like, no, he did it. He did it the day after. Mm-hmm. And then
it's just, he actually did say terrorist attack.
By Ed Chan.
An act of terror is what he said.
Bye, Ed. Thank you for coming.
Bye, Ed.
Thank you for listening.
We love you.
Oh, Ed, by the way, before you leave, which you probably are actually gone.
Okay. You can tell him.
So, no, he's not gone yet.
basically, where is it?
Oh, Josh does like Asians.
He does like Asians. He doesn't like the sneaky ones.
Yeah, but he loves.
Find the boyfriend campaign. It's still going on. It's
halted right now because I think there's someone interested.
Local?
No.
Of course not.
So but all I got to say about this stupid election shit.
Have a good night.
Because talking about it honestly does piss me off, and I don't need to have a debate or a conversation with anyone about it. It's helping minimize the wedding guest list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet it is.
Because both friends and family, it's like, well, this post fucking pisses me off. Guess you're not coming because you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Because there have been some things that I'm like, really? Family? Really? You're going to say these type of things? Really?
I'm glad I don't have to experience that because I have a family that doesn't give a shit about politics. So I don't have to see any of it.
Yeah. So
I'm kind of glad. I mean, it's sad, but I'm kind of glad I don't have to see it. And I'm kind of glad I don't have to be mad at my siblings or anything like that. So,
So if you're... If you're a listener and you want to be invited to our wedding, send us your email address and address, and maybe we'll decide.
Romo, we
haven't decided. Oh my God, we should have a contest just for a listener to come to your wedding.
Romo, if we have a wedding in Chicago, then sure, if you're around, we can work something out. But we don't know if it will be in Chicago.
We should give a seat away at your wedding. Not give it away, but make a contest out of it.
Who's paying for that?
Well, they would have to pay, but they would be the honor of coming to the wedding.
Oh, they'd get the honor of the invite.
Right.
Okay.
And no one else will get it but them. I think that would be kind of cool.
Toppy Smelly thinks this would be an epic contest.
Epic.
How strange would it feel, especially if we have a destination wedding, where someone comes and my family's like, well, who are you? I won this as a contest.
I won a contest. I'm here. Hi, nice to meet you.
You said you're going on a cruise? Yeah, I won a contest at a podcast. I'm going to someone's wedding.
It's one of those awkward moments.
It's
like,
either I've met... We are family, Kathy B. Mm-hmm. We are family.
All right, so are we out of here? Do we have anything else?
I guess what we have not asked the chat room. You've been thank you so much for coming and for participating.
It.
But we haven't asked. Do you have a question? You have 3 seconds to put a question in.
Well, it takes 8 seconds to get to us.
But it's gonna take
you.
It's gonna take 8 seconds for us to talk about this. So 16 seconds.
So give us whatever questions you have, we'll do a speed answer and then we'll end the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
but we'll only do it for like 2 minutes. That's too scientific, RC.
So water is wet because of molecule combinations of sorts of hydrogen and oxygen. So there's that.
Pink.
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 That was Casey in Denver saying pink or brown.
Everyone in the room
calls on
swap
hiatus.
Them with calls on hiatus.
Get it, KB.
Oh my God, how awesome would that be to have like 30 million phone calls when we come back?
We would literally have a whole show.
Oh, RC, top, top.
Halfway, more bottom.
Verse.
Top.
You want to be first.
I want to be verse, yeah.
I can't get it in.
Well, we end up,
half
for us,
whole?
Or half or whole, I guess, well, y'all know, I'm...
I'm halfsies.
I'm nunsies.
I'm holesies. How about we leave the time?
A 40-minute long one tomorrow.
Boxer briefs.
Everyone take turns calling in and read a page from the Twilight book, but completely out of order.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I love it.
We just answered that, Romo. Sorry. Oh, they want to know if cages.
Puppet show or no?
No puppet show.
Hell the fuck no.
No puppet show.
Top or bottom?
What?
Is this opposed to your...
Do you wipe front to back? I'm front to back.
I am back to front because I don't have a vagina.
Oh, no. Back to front. I'm back to front.
I do both. Maybe. On different wipes.
Snurble, you have a question?
Hello.
Ricky, what's your clout score?
My clout score right now is 60, and it's pissing me off because it was up to 68.
Oh, Vertible, you don't know what this Havsy things is? It's foreskin. He's kind of in the middle of being cut and uncut.
He's like a turtleneck. Mm-hmm.
It's like when he is soft, it pokes through. Mm-hmm. Like it's not
I
covering
like
the whole head.
Yes, there will be Christmas cards. We are currently working on that, and there will be a way of you signing up for them again this year.
No, I've never had crabs.
I can't say I haven't, because I had an ex-boyfriend that brought them home.
I can't say I haven't either. Due to a cheating ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Really? Well,
yes.
High five. Woo, crash.
There's no other way I would have gotten it.
No, I never knew about that.
Well, it's not something you normally, you know,
it's
share.
Communal. It's
How do
okay.
you feel about double penetration? I don't.
I wouldn't do it myself, but no, I like thanks. Watching it.
I feel.
I love Joey's comment on you're like going at it and you're looking at the guy and you're jacking off to it. And he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you finish and you're like, oh, you fucking whore.
I don't. I could never even imagine being the bottom on that. But I am all for supporting making this reality for Donna Sugars.
Are you supporting right. to do it to her?
No, I'm making sure that it happens.
Oh. Have you had...
If you could be a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Or a shellfish? No, I don't like shrimp. And
I love
shellfish.
Everything, except for a lobster. I really don't care for it.
If you could be a tree, what kind of tree? I'm a big fan of the magnolia and or the Indiana State tree, which is the tulip.
I want to be an Asian maple leaf.
Ooh, I'm a weeping willow.
I take that back. Weeping willow is from my childhood, yeah. And I love the giant flowering lilac trees. The ones that aren't like really bushes, but like they're 10 right. feet tall.
Snurball shrimping is when you suck some guy's toes.
Right.
Disgusting.
Celebrity sightings. I saw Keira Knightley at a Mexican restaurant.
I saw, what's the chef's name? Big chef on Chopped. Mara Batali down at Michigan Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I also physically ran into Ben Stein. Physically ran into him.
I have too many to.
Did you run into me?
I have too many answers.
Bueller.
I guess the best one would be is that I saw...
Oh, I've never heard of... That's not shrimping.
That's called...
Felching.
Felching,
yeah.
I was at... I saw Shannon Hoon the week before he died, meeting his wife and his daughter.
Who?
Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon.
Oh,
yeah, I was at his mother's house.
All I can say. That song, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we got to go, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, sorry, we answered the questions. We can do that on the next live show, which will be November, Wednesday.
The 3rd November.
Oh, that's the day before Thanksgiving.
So we probably won't be doing a show. Depends.
Or we may do it on a Tuesday or something.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll tell you another date. We're going to do more shows. We'll find out a date and we'll do one because that's right before we go on hiatus.
So definitely thank you to Cage, Kathy Bacon, Casey in Denver, Q Sledge, RC Shh, Romo, RT Cruiser, Snurbel, that Blue Jeans guy, Toppy Smelly, Veritable Virgo, our Idler friends, X3, though I think you're a bot.
Brenda Boo.
Tracy and Phoenix.
We also had a few others like Daniel.
Thank you for showing up. We really appreciate it. There was more people in the chat room than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You have validated me.
I don't hang out naked because I don't like my body.
Neither do I, Snurbel.
You don't like his body?
I said...
That's totally what you just said.
Totally rude. Oh my God. I'm so self-conscious now.
And I can't sleep naked because that's a little too
free.
Oh,
I love sleeping naked.
No, I get hard.
I love sleeping naked.
I get hard the entire night and I can't sleep because I'm like... Should I jack off? And then I couldn't sleep.
This happens?
Yes, because every time I move, the sheets make it go, oh, yeah.
See, that's what I like when you sleep naked, because then you're hard in the morning.
And then it's bye. Bye. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks,
is Ricky.
Guys. This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Have a good one.
Bye, everyone.